Central America is not a country. You understand that. It's basic geography, right?
Welcome to the perfect album side. One idea, six songs, infinite possibilities.
This is the perfect album side podcast. My name is Steve. His name is Wyndham.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. Yes.
It's my new opening. Hey, dude.
It caught me off guard. And I
know
the inflection, like the dip in your inflection kind of caught me off guard. It usually does, but never mind that.
Never mind.
We are in the studio and we are ready and we've got a topic. We've got a topic that I don't know how thrilled I was.
I've got a topic here, people.
Sorry. I don't know how thrilled I was about it when we started, but
this
I got to tell
sucks.
You.
It's I hate it.
I texted you earlier today and I said, I really like the set list I've put together for my perfect album side.
Hey, but before we get to today's perfect album side, what was the cat? What did we talk about last week or last episode? I'm trying to remember. And
we talked about genetics, DNA, offspring.
No. Oh, the offspring. Yes. Not the band, the offspring, but the. I got it. I'm with you. I'm back.
Not the band, the offspring, but
famous
offspring.
Yep. Offspring of musicians. That's right. That was a cool episode. I liked that one.
That was a cool episode. And boy, we got a little close.
Oh, yeah.
The place of no return.
Speaking of the place of no return, today, let's talk about today. Today, yeah. We are building the perfect album side of the dance. Songs that inspired a dance, or songs that inspired a dance craze, if you will.
Yep.
That's what today's topic is. The perfect album side, the six most iconic songs that created a worldwide dance craze.
Yeah. And right about now, Stone Cold, listeners all over the globe are
racking their brains.
That's exactly right. And I've got several dance crazes on my perfect album side. I've got a dance move. And it's a little bit on the fringe. It's an outlier, if you will.
Okay.
But I think if you'll give me a moment to explain it when we get there, you'll see what I mean. But I actually like my set list.
Okay.
I feel good about the songs I brought to the table today.
I believe we call it a perfect album side, not a set list. I mean, you're new here. But I mean, I get it.
I have a 75 episode grace period.
we always like to talk about the overlap, what the over under is on how many songs that we will agree on. And we've always said if we go six for six that we would pack it up, pack it in, and end the podcast. I don't think that's going to happen today, but I think we're going to have 3 to 4 crossover tunes. That is my prediction.
We got to pick a number. You can't say 3 to 4.
The over under is 3. I'm taking the over.
All right. I'm going to say,
I believe we're going to have 4.
Let's bump the over under to 3.5 so that no one can stick right on it. We have we don't want to push.
I get
I'm going to stick with 3. I'm going to go under. You know, I go 3 every week.
I know.
And I'm sticking with it this week.
I think we're going to have 4 that overlap.
Okay.
So, I tweeted out to the Twitter universe a few hours ago that, hey, we were doing this topic tonight. And already the Twitter machine has been lit up with suggestions of
perfect
album siders. I did happen to see a few of the tweets before we came on air. On air, is that what we call this? Yes, on air.
I think it's fair.
And I think they had some things that I hadn't thought of, and they had some things that I had thought of. So
I would, can I say...
You
Can
may
I interject.
You may, please. Interjection is what this is about.
Steve and I have talked recently, and I mean like 5 minutes ago.
Are you referring to me, Stone Cold?
Yes. Okay, yeah, Stone Cold, Steve.
Yeah,
that we've toyed with, flirted with the idea of turning this into a video podcast because of the situation we're in. We're no longer in the same city, state, etc. So we do this. And via Zoom, and we've talked about making this video podcast, and I really wish we would, because I wish our listeners, our loyal, perfect album side listeners,
crazy
could
people.
See what you've done in the background there. Like oh, the I was studio, just at your house beautiful. A month ago, and oh, what yeah. you've done with the, it's different. You put in a Murphy bed. It's well, amazing. I wish I the listeners here. Could see this.
I sleep here. This is I'm committed to the task. I'm committed. I can't leave so the room until I've created my perfect album side. So my wife said, you know what? From now on, you sleep in that studio.
So convicted.
That's I'm where inspired. We are. Shall we commence with Let's, the building, the nomination portion of the evening?
Building the perfect beast of Dance Craze songs.
Now that sounds familiar. All she wants to do is dance.
You see where I'm going with this.
Building the perfect beast. Wow. That was full circle, and I dig
full
it.
Full circle. Let's go, man. Let's go.
Okay. I've got 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. I got 2010s. I go like a full 60, 70 years with my perfect album side of
I'm
music.
Willing to put a large sum of money that I don't have on the fact that your first song and my first song will be the same.
Well, let's find out. This is the first song that I thought of. Dance Craze. I don't know how you have a song, a perfect album side about dance crazes and leave out the most iconic dance song that ever was. The Twist by Chubby Checker. It's 1960. This is actually a cover song, which I didn't know that till this week. He was covering a Hank Ballard and the Midnighters tune, which is actually a B-side, from 1958. Hank Ballard wrote this song seeing all these people twisting in the late 50s. And it was a minor top 40 hit. They hit number 28. All of a sudden, Chubby Checker redoes it a year and a half later. Dick Clark puts him on American Bandstand because he can't get a hold of Hank Ballard. And Chubby Checker explodes onto the scene. Number one hit and a massive phenomenon, The Twist. I'm waiting for you to say something, Wyndham.
I just wanted to hear the start stop there, but I gotta tell you, as predicted, this song is the first song on my perfect album side.
How could it not be?
How could it
We're
not
one
be?
One for one, of course.
Boom. You've said, I even wrote down the first thing in my notes here says, I'm not even gonna ask. I know this is on your perfect album side. It's a cover song. You said all of it. Now, there's a couple things about this. This song has to be, there it is, Stone Cold, right out of the gate. This song has to be on our perfect album side. Hence, we know the drill. It's going to be on the perfect album side. Now, what's interesting about this, you talked about being a number one hit. It actually hit number one in two different runs. September 1960 hit number one, and then again in 1962. At the time, it was the only song to hit number one in two different runs until December 2019 and December 2020, when another song did it. Could you take a stab at that? I'm sure you know the answer.
I know the answer, of course.
But go ahead. December gives it away. It's Christmas time. Of course, it's Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. 59 years between that feat being accomplished. That's a pretty, pretty big deal. This song emphasized the dance craze, then maybe started one. I think when Hank Ballard did it, I mean, the Twist was starting to pick up a little bit.
Hank Ballard witnessed the Twist being performed and wrote the song about what he had seen the kids doing. But it wasn't until 1960 when Chubby Checker goes on American Bandstand that the song goes absolutely mainstream, number one hit, huge hit, and starts a dance movement that is still done today, number one. Number two, a few years later, they did Let's Twist Again by Chubby Checker. I mean, talk about trying to reinvent the same phenomenon. You know, like 3 years later, they come out with Let's Twist Again. And then Sam Cooke has Twist in the Night Away, which is a phenomenal song, by the way.
Yep.
Multiple songs about the twist and a dance move that continues to this day, or at least I do it as often as possible. It was considered to be the most successful single in Billboard history on many of the greatest Hot 100 songs of all time charts over multiple decades up until 2021, when it was dethroned by The Weeknd's Blinding Lights, which was shocking to me. But yeah, it was shocking for two reasons. One, that Chubby Checker's The Twist is the most successful single of all time, according to Billboard Hot 100, until The Weeknd comes along. Both those facts blew my mind.
Absolutely. And I mean, this is, to me, if you think about it, this is what started, this song to me started the whole dance movement throughout the 60s. Every, you know, a lot of bands had their own style of dancing that they provoked amongst their audience. But here's something, and we haven't mentioned his name a lot on the Perfect Album Side podcast, Stone Cold, but here's the golden touch. King Midas himself, Dick Clark, had a major, major role in making this song what it was, making Chubby Checker the success he was. And let's be honest, man, let's twist again. Sure, he knows what side of his bread is buttered. I mean, that's not for debate. I mean, he knows what's good, and why not go back to the well until it's dry? Hats off to him.
I see a lot of similarities between Dick Clark and then Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest, and I think Dick Clark is his idol. But I mean, what?
American Idol.
American Idol and Bandstand, a lot of similarities there.
Yeah.
Between Dick Clark, Ryan Seacrest, American Bandstand, and American Idol. A lot of similarities. I mean, the
totally
show making people. Factoid about this song: in 2018, Chubby Checker's version was one of six singles inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in a new category that was honoring singles by artists who have not been elected to the Hall of Fame. Let me repeat that. One of six singles to be elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by an artist who is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I can sense that there's a category that we should be focused on a later date, something along those lines. The biggest singles of all time by artists who never made it into the Hall of Fame.
Can I give you my response? And you can see me. Our listeners cannot, but yes, you can see me. My response to that is,
he says no.
I say thumbs down because, I mean,
no to my idea of that being a category, or that being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Love the idea of the category, no doubt about it. I don't like the idea of the Rock Hall saying, well, we're going to spotlight a song that was massive, six of these songs that were huge, but we're also telling you once and for all, you'll never be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but your song is being idolized in immortality forever. Well, and I get it, because it's a longevity thing and it's a full body of work.
But you cannot tell the story of the history of rock and roll without including this song. That's how big of a hit it was. I totally agree.
I would just flat out disagree
with you.
No. I'm saying I totally agree with you. And this is an iconic song in the history of rock. And it's really, I'm thinking, this has got to be one of the first songs that started a dance craze, if not the first. My point is saying Chubby Checker should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's what I'm saying. This category emphatically says you'll never be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but your song is going to be remembered in immortality. I don't like that. Go ahead and put them in the hall. It's not for songs. It's for artists. Put them in the hall. That's
all right,
my point.
All right. Wyndham has laid down the law.
I hope Chubby Checker is listening to this.
I take back my disagreement. I am now on board with your point.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Logical, sound argument, and I'm on board. That was the first song on my Perfect Album Side. It was the first song on your Perfect Album Side. Hence, it is the first song on the Perfect Album Side of songs that inspired a dance craze. I turn it over to you, good sir, as I will now allow you to produce the next nominee for the Perfect Album Side.
You so are allowing me, and I thank you. And now, I've got to say, the twist was no doubt number one, and it never was in question. But I've got to say that the first couple of notes of this song will get everybody going.
I can't wait. I know this song.
Young man, a really good song.
It is. It's an underrated song, in my opinion.
It like, totally
it's kind
is.
Of a, it's kind of this joke thing, but it's actually a really good tune.
And it's timeless. Now, unless you've been... Stone Cold, do you realize at this very moment, thousands and thousands of people across the world are listening to this Perfect Album Side podcast episode doing
look,
that.
Look what we've done. That's exciting to me.
That's
people
happening.
All around the world are dancing to the YMCA just like I am. You're right. We should make this a video podcast just for my dancing skills alone.
Well, we're both dancing through it, but unless you've been living under a rock since 1978, you know.
I was a young man in 1978. What are the odds?
You know that this is... YMCA by the Village People. Village
the,
people.
The what?
The who?
The what? Village People.
The Village People. The Village People off their record Cruising. That's 1978 Stone Cold. Everybody knows this dance. And I would guess if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're not operating heavy machinery or driving a car, you're doing this dance. You could play this song in public and I would say 85% of the people within earshot will start doing this dance.
And it's one of those things that I think that it's just, it's like part of our DNA now. You're born with it.
You like, know this.
You know, my kids as two-year-olds do this song, and I don't even know how. I never played it for them, but they came out of the womb doing the YMCA dance.
Well, this song set a Guinness Book of World Records for most people doing this dance at one time, and it occurred at the 2008 Sun Bowl in El Paso, Texas.
Yep,
I was there. Where 44,000 people did the YMCA dance at the same time. This song is mega famous, and it went as high as numero dos. That's number two, Stone Cold.
What songs kept it out of number one, I ask?
I don't know. Do you know? Because this is on your Perfect Album Side. I'm not even going to ask.
It is on my Perfect Album Side, and it was Do You Think I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart and La Freak by Chic. Those two songs kept it out of number one spot in 1970.
And those are really good, but I still don't think they should have kept them out. This song has the longevity and the cross-generational impact that those songs didn't. It was used as a wake-up song for astronauts aboard the space shuttle. And I said it earlier, I'll concede that the twist is probably more iconic, but this has to be the perfect selection for today's topic. No doubt about it.
This song was on your Perfect Album Side. It's on my Perfect Album Side. Hence, it will be on the Perfect Album Side. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, you're not interrupting at all. I know it's on your Perfect Album Side. Can you name the people or the characters in The Village People? Go.
I'll tell you, I can, because I was about to ask you the exact same question.
I love it.
Without looking at my notes, the cowboy, the cop, the construction worker, the army man, the G.I. Joe individual.
Yep.
The Native American.
Yep.
And last but certainly not least is the Hell's Angel black leather clad studded.
Yeah, the Leatherman.
Yeah, whatever you want to call that guy. Yes, all six of those guys made up the Village People. Fantastic. Can I say one thing? If
Please.
You haven't seen this video recently, and I say this to you, Wyndham, and to all of our listeners, if you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor. Go pull up the YouTube and check out the YMCA video. It is 3.5 minutes of straight-up entertainment.
Incredible song. And you know, when we do this, now, reminder, everybody out there, Steve and I do not share our notes pregame. I don't know what songs he's going to put on here. He doesn't know what songs I'm going to put on here. We don't see our notes or anything like that. So it's incredible that you were going to ask me the same question that I was going to ask you. Village People, named for Greenwich Village. But the famous dance, spelling out YMCA with the arms, it's world famous, had to absolutely make my Perfect Album Side. And quite honestly, it should have been my first one.
It made mine too, for obvious reasons and for everything that you just said. Here's a fun fact about the video.
Go on.
At no point in time during the video does any member of the Village People do the YMCA dance. It's not done at all. I still wonder how this dance came to be, and I researched this a little bit, and it's just something that we as a collective society decided to do. But it wasn't in the video. It wasn't part of the dance routine done by the band. Which several of my Perfect Album Side nominees are going to be, you know, dances that were done by the band or the artist, which then went on to become a dance craze. But the YMCA, to my knowledge, was not done by the Village People at the very beginning.
Yeah. And so that prompts another question of all your, the songs on your, the six songs on your Perfect Album Side. How many, other than this one, so you have five left, how many of the dances were not done by the artist? I mean, Chubby Checker, The Twist, he did it.
He was doing it while he was performing. He was twisting. He did not invent the dance,
no.
But he was doing it. I think on some of mine, the artist never does it. On some of them, the artist invented it. On
yeah.
some of them, they just started doing it, and it caught on with others. I hope that answers your question.
It does. I was thinking I was provoking some deep musical thought there, but it would kind of backfired.
You did not provoke thought amongst anyone.
Just anger and resentment.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, like yeah, that's what happened. All right, that song was on your Perfect Album Side. It was on my Perfect Album Side. Hence, it is on the Perfect Album Side. We are 2-2, and I'm coming up with my next tune. Are you ready for that?
I was born ready.
It's not going to surprise me if we go 3-3. Watching your face to see if you recognize this. Okay, you've got it. Yes, I think you've got it.
Strike the pose. Strike the pose.
By Madonna, 1990, March of 1990, off of the I'm Breathless album. It was the first single from that album in 1990. A huge hit for Madonna, a number one hit. It still remains one of her biggest hits of all time, topping the charts in over 30 countries. Just a massive hit for Madonna, but there isn't a person alive on the planet who doesn't hear this song and start doing the little Vogue thing with their hands around their face. Everyone on earth, if you were alive in March of 1990 and you've heard this song, you know how to Vogue.
This song did not make my Perfect Album Side, but
blasphemy!
I know. This is an excellent selection, and I knew what song it was. You were looking at me and I was trying to figure out the song. Then I got it, but I got the dance wrong.
Yeah, you did.
But I do know what it is. Excellent selection. And to me, this is one of her best songs. Like, I mean, she's come so far in this record from Like a Virgin. And I mean, this is huge. This was a massive, massive hit for her. What's the record that this is on? Is it
I'm Breathless from 1990? It was the first single. The video, which was a black and white video showing all kinds of ballroom dancers voguing, for lack of a better term, was directed by David Fincher. We've talked about David Fincher before, famous director.
Wow, we have.
Yeah, and so I just thought it was interesting that David Fincher was the director here. She performed this song at the Super Bowl in 1990. Just a massive hit. And the video, you know, which shows all of the voguing and the dancing and brings in a lot of the movements that were happening in these underground gay clubs in New York in the late 80s, early 90s. She takes that type of ballroom dancing, brings it out into the open with this video. And again, everyone on earth now knows how to Vogue because of it. Huge video. It was listed as second place on the list of 100 greatest music videos ever made. Listen to that again, Wyndham. MTV said it was second on their list of the 100 greatest music videos ever made, behind Thriller.
Yes. Yeah,
that's unbelievable. Rolling Stone said it was the 28th best music video of all time, behind, you know, doesn't matter. But I just thought that was incredible. I don't have a whole lot else to say about it other than everyone in the world knows how to Vogue because of this video, because of this song. It was a massive hit. It's probably one of her biggest hits. It's top two or three for Madonna.
Easily.
Massive video, and it brought voguing and popping and whatnot to the mainstream almost overnight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she, True Blue was one of her records previous to this one, I think.
Correct.
I'm really, really stretching all my knowledge of Madonna's discography. But like I said, I thought what I think so amazing about this song is it has come such a long way from her overly pop Like a Virgin record, Careless Whisper, all that. Not Careless Whisper.
Careless Whisper was a George Michael song. Now, yeah, you are the host of a globally known podcast about music, are you not?
Can we stop and re-record a Careless Whisper? I'm not on my game. What was the song she did for Vision Quest?
I can't get past Careless Whisper. I have no idea what you're talking about at this
point. Okay. Anyway, my point is, huge record, a huge song. It's one of actually my favorite Madonna songs that she has. So, great selection. Not on my perfect album.
Better than Careless Whisper?
By George Michael?
I don't know. All right.
By the Village People?
Vogue by Madonna made my perfect dub side. Did not make yours, which means the podcast will continue.
Yes.
Today, I believe. So,
thankfully.
What's next on your perfect album side? Good, sir.
What's next? There is a possibility, Stone Cold, that we're going to have a couple of songs, at least on my side, that I do not think a lot of. And there's actually going to be two of them. And the first one is right here.
It's really not a good song.
I don't like it. I don't like this song, but it was worthy of the topic, and I don't see how I could do this topic and not have this song. It is Macarena, Los del Rio. That means the river, Stone Cold.
Thank you for that.
Fiesta Macarena, 1993. And I refuse to do this dance. I can say honestly and thankfully, I've never done this dance. If it's a requirement of today's episode that I do the dance that I'm spotlighting, no, I won't do that. I'll do anything for love, Stone Cold, but I won't do that.
I've got like half of it. I think, you know, you throw out an arm, you flip it over, you put. I can kind of do the Macarena right now. I remember.
Yeah, you got. I mean, you got it. I just refuse to do it. But regardless of my personal affinity or lack thereof, it's a huge sensation. And probably just as popular, I think, in the 90s as YMCA, and as The Twist. The Twist had kind of hit a dormant period in the 90s, but spent 14 weeks at number one, one of the longest number one runs in history. Now, here's what's so crazy, Stone Cold. It spent a total of 60 weeks on the chart. That's over 1 year, Stone Cold.
I just don't understand how that's possible. Now, this song has been on the Perfect Album Side podcast before, on the episode entitled Hit Songs That Suck.
Yes, and I still feel that way.
Massive, massive hit. Like you said, it's been 60 weeks on the charts, a number one hit in every country except for Australia, I think.
I think you're right, and only someone who selected this song to be on their Perfect Album Side would know that, would know those analytics.
The moment that Al Gore decided to do the Macarena during the 1996 presidential election, at that time I knew it would be on my Perfect Album Side about dance crazes.
I don't doubt that, and I think that's awesome. This song spent its final week at number one. Now, stay with me on this.
I'm listening.
It spent its final week at number one in the 46th week on the chart, making it one of the latest number one hits ever. Do you follow that?
I gotcha. Yeah, that's
massive,
insane.
Massive hit. Arms forward, arms behind the head, hips shaking. Man, this the things that this podcast gets me to do. Unbelievable. What's funny about the music video, though, you see the Latina dancers doing the dance, the Macarena, and then you see the two guys who sing the chorus, and who are these guys?
They're like in their like 60s wearing suits, and you know, they got the sharp dance. Yeah, I like those guys. Those are the Bayside boys. Is that?
I think you're right. I think you're exactly right. And as I sit here and mock this song, they're lighting cigars with $100 bills and laughing at me.
Yeah, yeah. And your stupid podcast. Look at all
that's right.
Speedboats.
Macarena by Los Del Rio makes my perfect album side. And Stone Cold, it made
your perfect album side. It makes my perfect album side, unfortunately. I can't believe I'm saying these words, but the Macarena will make a second perfect album side. Now, the first one was not as glorious. It was entitled Hit Songs That Suck. So it's not something that they're too excited about. But I assure you, the boys from the Bayside Boys will be very excited to have made the perfect album side again for a legit category for the perfect album side of songs that inspired a dance craze. 60 weeks, 1996, 1997, everyone on earth was doing this ridiculous dance. It's
everywhere.
Yeah. Great choice. Obviously, I made the choice myself. I agree that it's great. It had to be on the perfect album side.
Had to be on the perfect album side. The Twist is, and YMCA were certainly the ones that immediately came to mind. This song was not far behind as far as what songs instantly come to my mind when I think about perfect album side of songs that provoked a dance craze. Macarena had to be on there. It pains me to say it, but it's true.
We've gone 3 for 4 on tunes, and I think we're about to turn it over to me for the next song on the perfect album side nomination process. Let me pull this thing up and we will get started. Sheer, go here we go. The next song on my perfect album side, here we go. Great bass line.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one that could dance on the floor.
Typically, I like to let the song play out for a while so that all of our listeners around the world know what song I'm playing. It only took about 2 seconds for everybody on earth to know what song this is. It's Billie Jean by Michael Jackson off the album Thriller. It's 1983. It's January of 1983. There's not a whole lot else to say other than Billie Jean, Motown 25, Moonwalk. That's it. It's on the perfect album side for me. Can I ask you a question, Mr. Pridgen?
Please proceed.
Is this song on your perfect album side?
Yes, with a slight nod of the head.
Yes, it is. I had a feeling it might be. I mean, look, it's the moonwalk. It's one of the most famous dance moves in the history of rock music, or pop music, if you will. And it all started not with this video, and he didn't invent the moonwalk, and I'm sure we can talk more about that. But it was the Motown 25 performance in March of 1983 where he did the moonwalk across that stage and America lost its effing mind.
And consider me in that group as
me
well.
Me too. Me too.
I have tried to do the moonwalk in my size 13 shoes more than once.
That's dangerous. You could really get hurt that way.
Yes, and I thought that was the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It still is one of the greatest things I've ever seen on television to this day.
Yep, no doubt about it. So we talked about the history of this particular move. You're talking about Cab Calloway. Bill Bailey performed this move in 1943 for the movie The Cabin in the Sky. Dick Van Dyke tried something similar. And even one of my favorite TV shows of all times, H.R. Puffin Stuff, Judy the Frog, taught everyone a dance that she called the moonwalk that was sort of similar to this. But it was out there. But you know what, Stone Cold? It never really hit superstardom. until that night.
No one on earth outside of choreographed circles knew what the hell the moonwalk was until that night. And then every kid in America and half the kids around the globe were trying to do the moonwalk the next morning.
Dance
breaking
move.
Breaking ankles.
Dance move of your childhood, yes or no?
Absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. Yes. I ended up, and I think I've told this story on the Perfect Album Side podcast before, but it's that performance that night in March of 1983, which leads to me, Stone Cold Steve, taking breakdancing lessons in 1983. Yeah, happened.
I think you've shared that with us.
I spent many a moon in breakdancing class.
What was your go-to move?
The worm, of course, the backwards worm. I was pretty good at that. I was not too good at the moonwalk or spinning on my head or any of that stuff. But I can still do the worm today at 47 years old. I will rock that one. Yeah,
I believe it. I wasn't yet another headphones. Case being made for a video podcast.
I will drop it right now.
Just don't hurt the Murphy.
Just bet. Hold on. Yes, did you see that?
I saw some of it, but I believe you were doing it.
I was. It was phenomenal. I mean, the moonwalk, Michael Jackson. I mean, the song, we don't need to talk about the accolades of this album. We don't need to talk about the accolades of this song. You know, I did think that the history of the dance itself, of the moonwalk, you talked a little bit about it with Cab Calloway. I thought it was interesting. I didn't know this, but in Michael Jackson's autobiography, Moonwalk, he talks about how he learned it. And there was a group of kids. There was one of three kids. One of them was Bobby Brown of New Edition of Whitney and Bobby fame. Yep. Bobby Brown was one of the three guys that sat down and taught Michael Jackson this move. But there were so many people that were doing it on the streets and whatnot and paying homage to some of those previous dancers that you mentioned. But the rest of the world did not know about that move until that night. And, his legacy is forever enshrined with that move.
Yeah. And listen, New Edition, excellent in their own right.
Really?
Mr. Telephone Man.
Oh, come
okay.
on.
Okay. Sure. A huge song. But how'd you like to go to bed at night saying, you know what? I taught Michael Jackson his most iconic dance move.
I taught Lance Armstrong how to ride a bike. I taught Michael Phelps how to swim.
Yeah. That's
same. Any of those believable? Same. It's the same. It's the same thing as Bobby Brown going, yeah, I taught him the
totally
the moonwalk. Yeah. It's so absurd to think.
Yeah, that's
say
huge.
Out loud.
Yeah. That's a big, big deal and a great selection, which also made my perfect album set.
That means we have gone for four. I said that we would have four. We have four. It's not going to surprise me if we go five out of six. You're next.
Yeah, I've got two more.
We'll commence playing one of them then.
And how many do you have left?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think I have one or two. I know I have at least one.
Okay. Well, this is the second. Remember, I said there were two songs in my perfect album side that I didn't think were super great and not really for me. And this is number two.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자 그런 반전 있는 여자 너는 선호해 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해
Folks, this is... What have we come to?
Oh, God. I know the dance. So
I know the horse dance.
Yeah.
Gangnam Style. This is
Gangnam
Psy.
Style.
Psy 6. That's 2012, Stone Cold. I can't believe this song is on my perfect album side. I really am astonished. This is me being astonished.
Welcome to the perfect album side nomination process, Psy.
Oh.
Gangnam Style.
100% true. And I never thought we'd welcome him, but we are now. But you can't deny, all that being said, you can't deny not only the popularity of this world-famous song, but also the global influence and impact by the dance. Everybody was doing this. Very Macarena-like. Fast forward 20 years later, right? Peaked at number two, so it didn't hit number one, but Stone Cold It became the first YouTube video to hit 1 billion views, and that was in December 2012.
1 billion.
That's unbelievable. Views. That's almost as many downloads we have of this podcast.
That's incredible. It's like it's that, you know, Charlie Bit My Finger, Gangnam Style, Perfect Album Side. Like, those are the three probably biggest things on the internet by far.
It's fascinating. Most viewed music video, surpassing Baby by Justin Bieber, and then itself was surpassed by Wiz Khalifa.
And so Justin Bieber and See You Again. We share a similar love of an Atlanta sushi restaurant, FYI.
No kidding. You've told me that.
Yeah, a little Fujihana.
I knew that.
Okay. We've gotten off topic. We're supposed to be British talking about Gangnam Style, and we're talking about Justin Bieber's sushi habits.
Well, that's bad. It's a full-service podcast. Ooh, I thought I was about to let that run over. Real quick, British prime ministers and UN secretary generals have all done their best Gangnam Style dances. So it is a phenomenon, you have to admit. But it's about this region in South Korea called Gangnam that is considered trendy and hip, a lot like Beverly Hills. He wrote a song about it. But why are we here, Stone Cold? This song triggered...
Dance crazes. You should write these down before we start talking.
I never can remember.
You're here because of the dance craze.
I watched this dance on YouTube today, I would say 100 times preparing for this episode. The horse dance.
Yeah, everybody knows it. It makes perfect sense. Can I tell you something about this song?
I hope you're going to tell me two things. Something about it, and then whether or not...
It's on my perfect album side,
I knew it would be.
We went 5 of 6. We were one song away from losing our whole gravy train. We'd be unemployed.
I'd be on the street, standing at the end of exit ramps with Good a sign saying, God. I need money.
Wow. Okay. It's also on my perfect album side for all the reasons you just mentioned. A billion views, and everyone on earth can do that stupid horse dance.
And it was massive. But don't you think this is a little bit of Macarena V2.0? I mean, there's so much similarity to it. It just happened to be 20 years later.
They're both very, very, very terrible songs that became very, very popular with very big dance crazes associated with them. So yes, they are extremely similar in that sense. I'm not sure if I had to listen to one of these songs every day for the rest of my life, which one I would find least annoying. And that's a tough one. I'd have to say I would go with Gangnam Style. I would listen to that one more often than I would the Macarena. If I go the rest of my life without hearing the Macarena, I'll be a happier person.
I go Gangnam Style.
Okay, well, then I'm glad that we do not live together on that deserted island.
No,
it wouldn't be deserted, actually. It would just be the two of us, which would be strange.
I think it's a better song, and I'm fascinated. I'm almost addicted. Like, I can't stop listening to him sing that song. I don't speak Korean, not a lick of it, like Frank Costanza. But I am fascinated by listening to this guy rattle off these verses in Korean. I think it's incredible.
And then he obviously throws in some English there. Sexy lady.
Yeah.
So, we often talk on the Perfect Album Side how much we've enjoyed our week leading up to the recording process, and how much we've enjoyed listening to these songs and getting to know them and re-educating ourselves about some of the music on our Perfect Album Sides. That has not been the case for me this week. It's been a painful week. Gangnam Style, the Macarena. I really did actually enjoy YMCA and rediscovering that song and really paying attention to it again. It's a good tune. Obviously Michael Jackson, I like, but you know what I'm saying? A couple of these songs, not for me.
Those two, definitely not for me. Macarena and Gangnam Style. But the good news is I've still got one song left.
I have no songs left. We've gone through all of my songs, so you have one more left. I only have honorable mentions, so you go.
Yeah, so this is going to wrap up my perfect album side, and I had to do some digging on this one to get the true story behind it.
Dig.
Are you ready for this?
I can't wait. It's electric!
Give me some ball.
please start talking. I'm begging you. Make this stop.
I'm just going to let this go.
Please, please.
Do you know this song?
Everybody knows this song. If you've yes. ever attended a wedding, you know the Electric Slide.
Of yes. course. Electric Awful. Boogie by Marcia Griffiths off her album Carousel in 1983. And I would say
The name of the song is Electric Boogie, not the Electric Slide?
Correct.
I see
100%
now,
correct.
My mind is blown. I didn't know that.
I had to do some digging. Like I said.
Yeah.
This is a dance craze. It's still around today. Now, it's also got one thing that makes this a little unique, Stone Cold, is that a lot of different versions. There she said, Electric Slide. A lot of different versions of this dance craze, but it really comes down to the core fundamentals. Electric Boogie, Marcia Griffiths, came out in 1983, as I mentioned, but it really wasn't until the 1989 remix that set this dance craze in motion, Stone Cold. I cannot do the Electric Slide.
Thank goodness.
So you don't want to see that.
No.
But boy, is it popular. The Electric Slide, huge dance craze, not to mention several different versions. Here we go. The original version has 22 steps. The country version called Cowboy Boogie has 24 steps.
Oh, boy.
The Freeze version has 18 steps. And the 18-step Electric Slide version was deemed the number one dance step in the world in 1989 by Line Dancer Magazine. Stone Cold, don't forget to renew your subscription.
I have
to that
a subscription.
Magazine.
Yeah, thank you.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm standing by the mailbox for when that periodical arrives.
It's a lot. It's a bit of, they don't put out as many these days. You know, it used to be every week, Line Dance Weekly, and now it's an annual subscription at this point.
Yeah, and you've got to attend the conferences and stuff. And
you
I just didn't have the time.
You got to pay your dues, and I can't wait till this upcoming one in Boise. It's going to be great.
Boise. Sheboygan.
Yes.
Electric Boogie makes my PAS. Everybody knows this song, and everybody right now is thinking of it. The step forward, the step back, the spin, the hands on the hip, the showing off the belt buckle, all that stuff. You've seen it. It's
showing
at every wedding.
Off the belt buckle? Is that one of the moves? Showing off the belt buckle?
That's one of the moves. Like, hey, Sheriff, you lean back, you know, and throw your hips forward. Throw the belt buckle out there. Come on.
I didn't know that.
I said I couldn't do it, but I know the moves.
Well, okay. I don't have anything to say about the Electric Slide other than, you know, if you've attended a wedding in the last 200 years, you know this song. You've done the stupid dance. And to any of my friends out there, if you're listening, please don't ever get married again. I don't want to do this again. So,
yes. And you have one more thing to say about this song. I hope it's, thank goodness this is not on my perfect album side or we'd be in real trouble.
No, all of my songs have been accounted for at this point. I have no more songs.
No, I know. But if this was on there, it'd be number six.
If this was on there, this was one of my honorable mentions. Fortunately, I put on, I think, Vogue, which you did not. And that was what made my perfect album side over this one, if I remember correctly.
How many, if I may ask real quick before we get into the culmination of today's episode.
Culmination.
How many different countries have we touched on today? Twist, here in America.
Yeah.
YMCA, same. Macarena, which it's Central America. Right,
Central America is not a country. You understand that? It's basic geography, right?
Well, don't ask me to get into basic geography.
There are multiple countries in Central America.
Look, Magellan.
You're just kind of lumping them all into one. Is that what you're doing?
I wanted to say Mexico, but I didn't want to paint that brush.
Mexico's in North America, but okay, let's just stop.
Yeah, I think there's and this is Jamaican.
All of Central America is in North America. Okay,
let's go. I don't think we're supposed to be talking about this.
I don't think we are either. Let me talk to you about one or two honorable mentions, if I may, and then we can get down to business. That work for you?
You got it. Let's go.
I said that the Electric Slide was one of my honorable mentions. So was the Chicken Dance from every other wedding you've ever been to. That's a terrible song. But this one. You!
Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy was my top honorable mention, probably.
I just don't know this one.
Stop that. You know this song.
Soldier Boy, Benny. Why me crack it? Why me roll? Why me crack that Soldier Boy? That Superman. That
Soldier. Crank that by Soldier Boy. I mean, it's the most 2007 thing that ever was. Clearly, the look on your face, you don't remember 2007 that well.
No.
Crank That by Soulja Boy was one of my top honorable mentions. along with Achy Breaky Heart, going back to line dancing.
Achy
Breaky Heart was really what drove that line dancing thing in the 90s. My dog says hello and welcome to the
Slam Duncan.
Yeah. Soulja Boy, we talked about the Electric Slide, Chicken Dance. The Locomotion, which was done multiple times by multiple artists. Watch Me Whip, Nay Nay, and Harlem Shake. The Harlem Shake was such an internet sensation 10 years back. Those were my honorable mentions. Little Eva with the Locomotion, Harlem Shake, Crank That, Soulja Boy. What do you got?
The only honorable mention that I threw on here that, and you mentioned it, Silento, watch me whip, Nay Nay.
Yes.
So that was my honorable mention. But I think we covered the perfect album side and we're about to put it together, but we've already got five of them lined up.
We're really going to only have to arm wrestle over one spot. The Twist by Chubby Checker from 1960 makes the perfect album side. The Macarena by the Bayside Boys mix makes the perfect album side. The YMCA by the Village People. Billie Jean, The Moonwalk, MJ, Gangnam Style by Psy. And then we're going to debate and arm wrestle between Vogue, Madonna, and your last one, which was the Electric Slide. I don't know how to do that.
Well, Electric Boogie by Marsha Griffiths has one thing going for it. Is, as you said, performed by every wedding guest of ever at any wedding of the last 200 years. So that's going for her, but I don't think that's enough to knock off Madonna and Vogue.
I think Madonna, the song is bigger. The song is a number one hit. It's a bigger song. It's one of Madonna's signature tunes. The Electric Slide, everybody knows how to do the Electric Slide. Most people know how to Vogue now because of that video. I could honestly go either way on this one. The look on your face is of disgust.
No, I don't go either way on this one. I go Madonna.
You know what I think we should do? I think we should call it out to the Twitterverse.
Oh.
Speaking of which, let me pull up the tweets real quick and see what they had to say about
what
this.
What a giver. Oh, and you said one of them was awesome. Like, you had a comment before the show. You were reading. You didn't read what they were, but you reacted to them. And you said one of them, that's great.
As I look at the tweets from Perfect Album Siders around the world, Gangnam Style, they've got on there. Chubby Checkers, The Twist. Madonna, Vogue.
There it is.
One vote for me. Nutbush, City Limits. The Time Warp. Let's do the Time Warp. That is a great suggestion. Great song. So to Brad or at Blacknord, nice job. He also mentions Thriller. You know, of course, the Thriller dance is a great one, but I think we've covered Michael Jackson.
Moonwalk beats it.
And the Safety Dance by Men Without Hats.
Yes.
I love that one.
That's a good
great
one.
Great, great one. I think only because of the fact that somebody else is tweeting about Madonna's Vogue, I would say let's put Vogue on there because of the tweet people.
No doubt about it. I'm in. I was there from the start.
The Twist, Vogue, the Macarena, YMCA, Billie Jean, and Gangnam Style make up the perfect album side of songs that inspired a dance craze. Again, I didn't like half the songs on our perfect album side, but it's perfect. No doubt about it. That's the perfect album side.
Gosh, I'm really upset with myself. I didn't come up with Safety Dance by Men Without Hats.
I'm upset about the Time Warp dance. I mean, that's genius. Yeah. Anything that involves Meatloaf and Susan Sarandon, count me in. I've always said that.
Is Meatloaf in Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Please, please. Yes, of course.
Never seen it. Have you?
Of course, silent. I've seen it.
I've never seen it.
I mean, you should stop what you're doing and watch it tonight.
Maybe I will.
Stop doing this silly podcast and focus on that. Hey, do we want to talk about our next episode? I have no idea what it's going to be about. Do you?
I don't. So I'm all ears for you to talk about it.
I don't know what it's going to be. We've flirted with the idea of a guilty pleasures podcast. That sounded dirty and I didn't mean it that way.
Adults only, please.
Perhaps that's our next topic. Guilty pleasures. Those sappy love songs that we as men are not supposed to like, but we really do.
Oh, I've already got one.
I've got multiple.
18 to come in, 21 to party.
18 dinner, 21 to drink.
Isn't that it? Oh, no, it's 18 to party, 21 to drink.
Something like that. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Perfect Album Side, my man. Maybe we'll do guilty pleasures of sappy love songs that men aren't supposed to like.
Yeah, they get me every time. I've got one. I definitely want to do this episode now because I already have one at the top of my head. So this is going to be great.
This is going to be great.
Tweet us, like us, do the social stuff that you're supposed to do with podcasts and all that stuff. Good Perfect Album Side, my man. I enjoyed it. Later, dude.
Deuces.
This has been The Perfect Album Side. See you next time.